truth and behind illusion.
Three, two, and here we are. We don't have to fight, put a cat on the screen anymore.
We got our kitty.
Our banners here. Actually, both banners came in, but we kind of like the one without the show name. We like the big kitty.
Mm-hmm. It's nice.
The all-seeing kitty.
Mm-hmm. Do that.
We are working on... This is completely just, I probably should have said this before we start talking, but you know, I'll let our viewers in. Mm-hmm. So Heidi went and bought some stuff to hang on the curtain, the wall mm-hmm. above it. So it'll lower the banners a little bit.
Oh.
So they'll be in shot in better.
Frame. Okay. So like maybe like right here. Will yeah. be the eyes. Okay.
Yeah. So they'll be nice. In shot better. That'd be cool.
Nice.
So
shout out to Heidi.
Episode 4, joined again by Andy.
Hi.
This episode, we are going to cover the Broad Mountain Ghost, or how you would
also
hear it, the Gordon Mountain Ghost.
Yeah. You could search either one to find
yeah,
stuff on the
internet. We are going to take some stuff off the internet, but we also mainly are going to cover Charles J. Adams III's book. He has one called Cole County Ghost, and he also has another one here, Berks and School County Ghost Stories. Both of these, I believe, are available. They're both available on Amazon, or you can pick them up.
For cheap.
Yeah, very cheap.
Very cheap.
And you can also pick them up at the, I think, in Pottsville, the
Historical Society. Yep.
And he has books not just about paranormal. He has a lot of different
really?
Books. Yeah.
And they're easy to read. Like, it's a larger font. It's spaced. Yep. I mean, it's not like a little kid book. But
yeah.
It's easy to read. It's not like...
But little kids can read it.
Yeah. Yeah. All ages can read it.
Yeah, it's an all-age
book.
It's
not like you're putting
whether
up the Game of
whether
Thrones.
Whether you're, like, 10 or whether you're just, like, 90 and, like, you can't see.
I do
yeah.
remember reading these when I was a kid and be like, oh, this is spooky.
Yeah.
Like, this book and then, like, Real Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark were, like, my jams
oh,
as kids.
Oh, I loved that.
Because it was, like, spooky stories,
mm-hmm.
you know?
That you could tell in the dark?
Yeah, you could tell in the dark.
You could also tell in the light, too.
In the light. Oh. Or by candlelight.
Yeah, ooh. Any light. there's a big comment right there. I don't know what that is. What's going on right there? Says Tony reads that because it's huge.
Sorry.
I was going to start talking about these books. There's also Weird in PA, which is never a good one. I'm going to buy that one. That kind of
yeah.
covers more like ghosts and monsters and stuff.
Ooh.
Oh,
yeah.
cool.
I
believe
cryptids.
There's a second one. Weird in PA.
Yeah. Well, real quick, the thing that was said in the Twitch chat is someone's going to watch on Twitch, and he said if anything interesting or cool happens, he'll clip it for us.
Oh,
now,
nice.
Which is really important. Like, it's kind of cool. So if you're watching this, you can watch this on Facebook, you can watch this on YouTube, or you can watch this on Twitch. Now, the cool thing about doing this on Twitch and watching on Twitch is... you know, the donations can be made on Twitch or Facebook or YouTube. There, mm-hmm. We have a link below that you can click, and there's a donation button. I don't know if they'll all pop up on screen, but I know at Twitch they will. But on Twitch, there's a thing you can do, clip now, where you could hit a button and it'll clip what just happened 30 seconds into the stream.
That's so cool.
Now, with that, it's kind of neat because we'll take whatever clips people make. Like, if I'm streaming video games and you clip it, or if you watch any of the shows on Twitch and clip it, I will use those clips on other social media platforms to, like,
is it
you know what I mean?
A little bit of a teaser.
Yeah,
like
a teaser
recap?
Of what happened
yeah.
and stuff like that, which
That's
is really cool.
It's a good
so,
idea.
So thank you so much if you're going to be... Yeah, you want a shirt
who,
like hers?
Who did that?
That's
what?
My aunt says she wants a shirt like yours, the nerd.
It's
oh.
Oh, I thought maybe she your pullover, your shawl.
My shawl.
I thought that
And I'm wearing
my pishmina.
Yeah.
I'm wearing our Truth Behind Illusion
oh,
shirt.
I'm not one, so. I ordered a hoodie, though. I ordered in blue, because not that blue, the blue blue. Yeah. Because I was like, I only have two black hoodies. So.
Yeah. You got the pull, the zip up, right?
Yeah.
So you have your little.
Yeah, I got me on the side there, and then that logo is on the back.
I'm excited to see it, because I have not seen a zip up hoodie. So yeah, and once again, the links below, we do have, as well as the donations, you can follow us on all social media. So we're trying to grow that Instagram and Twitter up. So give us some likes and follows on Instagram, on Twitter, and we do have merch pages. You can go out and rock some merch. We also have
all the links are below. You just click on that little thing, and that's what I did.
We have a whole bag of stickers too. So next time you see us in public, if you see any one of us, hit us up, and we have stickers we can give away for free. Yeah, so we got some cool stuff.
I once heard a story about Andrew WK, and somebody walked up and was like, "Hi, Andrew WK," and he just like threw out like a lollipop at people. It's like, I'm gonna do that, but stickers. With like Truth Behind Illusion stickers.
I like it. I like it a lot. But yeah, this is obviously the fourth episode in.
Got the comments already. Oh my goodness.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Hi, everybody.
I know you guys are killing the comments
section. There's Alexis. There's Mary. I can't read the next one because it's far to read from here.
Yeah.
But how can you read that from there? I'm right
here. I'm good,
like,
with my eyesight.
I'll turn a little bit.
It's Fox Hampton G Lion.
The Forgotten Blue General.
Oh, okay. That was way off.
The Forgotten General Blue. Sorry.
And he says, I'm watching the ability to clip something up to a minimum minute long.
Yep.
I think that's how it works.
Look at this eagle eye vision.
Oh, my God.
I am reading a computer screen from 5-6 feet away.
Yeah.
That's my mutant power.
So real quick, I really want to thank you guys. 100% thank you guys, because not only are you guys tuning in and watching and replaying the videos and listening to them on podcast platforms and watching the replays on YouTube and stuff, and giving the page likes and love, it's awesome. There's only four episodes in, and the support has been awesome.
Yeah,
awesome.
And how many views was that last episode?
I really don't like look at the views that much.
It was over 900.
Was it really?
I think over 900. Was it something insane like that?
I know
you
the one
showed
you
it,
guys.
And it was like, I was like, whoa.
What?
As long as someone watches for 1 minute?
Tornado Tag.
Oh,
was
that?
Was over
1,000. Okay, yeah, the one I was like, whoa.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, so putting it on Facebook has been helpful.
Yeah, and it's Facebook, Twitch, and?
Twitch, and Facebook, Twitch, and YouTube.
Okay, YouTube.
So,
okay,
yeah,
okay,
like,
okay,
once again, if you look at the link, it says Truth Behind Illusion of Links. It's going to take you to a webpage, and it's going to list everything. So instead of putting every single link in the description and make it, it's like a link tree, yeah. So definitely, when you're not watching this, go back and click that link tree, and whatever platform you guys use, make sure you give us a follow there, help us grow. Yeah. Word of mouth is how podcasts do their thing.
Mm-hmm.
I know the scheme is you have to pay money to Google and Facebook to make your ads go.
Yeah.
But it's all a scam. They inflate.
I've worked in advertising. It's a scam.
they inflate your numbers, and they're not legit. So the best way to get legit is through word of mouth, and you guys have been doing fantastic with that.
Thank you so much,
Holly. We'll
guys.
Get you some stickers.
How?
Well, Holly Conkus?
That's my boss from Stone Mountain Wine Cellar.
She wants stickers.
Oh, well, yeah. We gave Tori stickers, so
she's someone that we might want to have on the podcast one day. Not only, she always says, not only am I Jewish, but I'm Native American. So she has a lot.
What a combo.
She has a lot. Hi, Holly. She has a lot of abilities that her and I have bonded over before. So she's definitely somebody. Holly, if you're ever interested, not necessarily the winery, but I mean, if you're ever interested.
Well,
we do
also Bangin' Beers, and Bangin' Beers is all about
what would the washing wine? I can't.
It would still be Bangin' Beers, but we're all about going to anywhere that sells spirits or any type of liquor, especially if it's local, and we would definitely put it over and try it. I'm not a wine drinker, but I'll come and try it.
Oh, you know, I'll be there for that one.
We'll bring you along.
As I'm drinking wine.
Yeah, as sip from the wine.
I'm drinking a cider, which is very close to a wine.
That meme.
They have a cider.
Do they?
Yep.
I'm drinking a apple bombshell peach hard cider right now. But anyway, if there's any... That's all right. More flavor. If there's any ghost stories or lore or anything you guys are into as well, head over to our Facebook group page. Mm-hmm. That group page is anyone's able to post anything on there, so it's an open forum. But if there's something you want us to cover, put it in there.
Especially local, because that
locals are cool.
We know, and then the story's easier for a lot of local listeners to know. Oh, I know where that's at. I know that town. And like even reading the article, like about the Ringtown Witch, I was like, I know, I recognize a lot of those names. Like, I know a Lindenmuth. I know whatever the name was.
That's
especially because then those are future podcasts that we could go do on site.
Yeah. We can go check and possibly find people who may be connected to it still.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So this Gordon Mountain thing and the Broad Mountain thing that we're going to do tonight, this could be a part one of something else, because we do want to go on film. We want to go to the mountain and film.
When it gets cooler out.
And maybe talk or... we're not going to go and do ghost hunting. It's more or less to try to say we were there and experience it. And, you know, it's not so much to try to lure anything out. Cause
it's not to capture something.
It's more or less to be
we're
like,
not gonna EVP,
we did this on a show already and thermal. Maybe we'll touch on it again, but be like, we're doing it on location somehow. Mm-hmm. And then also, how you were telling before the Witch of Ringtown.
Yes.
Yep.
Or the Witch's Bridge. Mm-hmm. So that's all really cool stuff we want to cover. Before we get into the topic, though, since last episode, have you guys had anything spooky happen in your life, or have you heard or watched anything interesting, or heard or learned about something paranormal or cryptids?
I just fell down going down the X-Files rabbit hole. I do this every episode because I know my hands are going to go, so I move it back. I just started watching X-Files all day, every day.
Wow.
Anymore. So I'm just always in the spirit.
I'm kind of ramp. I know it's like we're getting close to the Oktoberfest and everything like that, but I'm ramping up.
Best time of year.
Halloween and stuff.
I listened to this one podcast, the Counting Cryptids one, and they were talking about this one that appears, I forget the name right now, in Fallout, New Vegas. What's the 76?
Yeah.
Which is all the cryptids in West Virginia in that, which I kind of want to play it, even though it sucks.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were going.
Mothman's in it too.
Yeah, they were going like halfway through and like, wait a minute.
That's his city.
This is only in the game. He's like, we're doing a cryptid that was just created for the game.
Yeah.
But it sounded so cool. And so, like, that's why.
Well, speaking of
video
games,
what it was, the something monster.
There's a tributation to the Gordon Mountain Ghost.
There is.
Possibly in
like
Grand Theft Auto.
In GTA,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, because when I search Gordon Mountain Ghost, Grand Theft Auto 5
comes
up. That's
somebody that like programmed, like used to live in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, because how would you know? Yeah.
So there's a white ghost you would see on a mountain, and the closer you get to her in the video game, she disappears.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's now is it 100% based on Gordon Mountain? Because
how many broad mountains
are just how many ghosts?
A ghost trope is like a young girl.
Well,
that
I mean, there's that story about the Hollywood Hill. There's like ghosts that support like supposedly like on the Hollywood sign.
Yeah,
there's ghosts that are there like all the time too. So.
Probably
I mean, ghosts being on hills isn't something that started in Gordon, Pennsylvania.
Yeah. our young dead girls that are ghosts. Or,
we haven't coined it.
Yeah.
But we're trying.
We're trying.
But what's cool is if you're not local, we're like, 50 minutes from Gordon, if that?
Yep, not even. Not even. Actually, the funny thing is I have family who live, they are the second to last house towards the bottom of the old mountain
road.
Don't
go visit them.
So there's a lot of there's houses on that road. So to say which one it is, but somebody of my family lives on Old Mountain Road.
That's so cool.
So they live like right by it.
Perfect.
So they said like Halloween time, people park.
I'm sure it's the hot spot.
It's a walking
Google
trail.
And I used to hear things too, like, oh, if you stopped your car, like it will move, or handprints.
She's
would
supposed
put
to be there, like
all
brushing
that
her hair, and your car's supposed to stop.
And that's
people
that's,
sensationalize it a little bit.
And that's what happens a lot too. That we're gonna get into is a lot of these stories will take pieces from other stories to make them cooler. So there's tons, and this is one of this story does not. Not too far away from doing that as well. Mm-hmm. So I have a quick thing about this before we get into the actual topic. So in high school, when I was not cool in high school,
where's the sticker? We'll throw it at the camera this time.
Tori took. We were going through some of my old baby photos, and Tori
took so many pictures.
She took so many photos. I think there's gonna be more variants of the of the lady killer coming.
Oh my god, yeah! Especially that one of you dressed up like an all cowboy attire.
Ooh,
like,
there you go.
Yeah,
I wasn't cool in high school, partner.
Yeah,
be like the cover of the Red Rider, the BB gun from Christmas Story.
That's a good one.
You'll shoot your
eye
out,
Christmas.
Kid.
Yeah. That's a
good
with
the glasses smashed
out.
Thank you, Andy.
Very good.
Not cool.
Incredible.
High school Christmas edition.
Yep.
Coming soon. You can more baby pictures of me as cartoon characters are coming.
Yes.
I would try to do anything I could to get out of writing reports in school, right? So we had a literature class, and we were vocational kids. So it was pretty much just like, we don't really give a shit about you guys. We're going to give you the same four classes every single time because you're only here for half a year.
Yep.
So we took the same math, same literature, same science, and we were not taught anything different from 9th grade up to 12th grade.
That's
crazy. And teachers were kind of like, we feel bad for these kids. So, I mean, they didn't really go that hard because once they taught them everything to us in 9th grade and you have to repeat your curriculum for 10th and 11th and 12th, it's kind of like these kids are kind of getting the shaft here. They let us be a lot more. They were a lot more liberal with us when it came to their education. So one of our teachers was like, you know, we're gonna do lore, like lore, cryptids, monsters, ghost stories. Cool. And I was like, hey, how about, and people were picking like Bigfoot, Loch Ness Monster, mm-hmm. Chupacabras, all that cool stuff.
Yep.
And I was like, hey, instead of doing that, can like me and my buddy like go to a location and film it? And like, and this is before ghost hunting was really big on TV and stuff. And I was like, can we just go film it?
He was a trendsetter.
Yeah. I was like, can we go film it? Like, the only time you really see those stuff is like Halloween time when they would be on like, we're going to take cameras to like haunted spaces. Mm-hmm. But not to the point like where the Blair it was Witch. Like, yeah, but it wasn't to the point where it was like, everything was on TV at the time. You know what I mean? It wasn't mm-hmm. huge. So we, and if it was, I wasn't watching TV. so
Geraldo going inside the Jimmy Hoffa's supposed vault.
No, it was
or whatever he did. Or
it was a vault, but it was Al Capone's
vault.
Yeah. And it was empty.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Imagine watching that show for an hour.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? Come on.
Yeah, they hyped it up and then they opened the safe and it was
there was cobwebs. Nothing there.
Yeah. So we convinced this literature teacher for us to go up and videotape.
Mary wants your picture in a Ninja Turtle sweater.
Oh, there was a picture of me with my old husky, and I'm wearing a Ninja Turtle sweater. The only problem is I don't know where it is. So if you have a photo of it, send it over.
If you have a photo of Tony, send it to me.
Yeah. Thank you, Stephen, for the follow. Thank you for following along. So yeah, if you click follow,
I don't know what that is.
If you click follow, share on the stream. If you hit, so that's the thing too. If you're watching, hit the share button.
Yeah.
So
yes.
Put it on your Facebook walls or and let people know this is a thing, because that's where the word of mouth
spread
happens.
Spread it around.
So every time you guys see this, and if you're watching the replay, hit share. Be like, hey, I just checked out this. That's what helps us grow.
It's never too late.
Is word of mouth. Right. Yes.
And go and like the page too.
Absolutely. Yeah, we have a group page and a like page.
So you can check out. Steve just shared the video.
There's another person. What?
There it is.
Yeah.
He liked it and shared it.
See? Thanks, Steve.
Be like Steve.
Steve's a good guy.
Be like Steve.
Big wrestling guy.
Steve's a big wrestling guy.
Somebody clip that. Be like Steve.
Yeah, Steve is our hero. So we convinced this guy to go up and let us videotape. So then we went up. I went up with the group before because I couldn't get off the night they wanted to do it because I had to work. I worked at a movie theater. So we went up the night before, and weird things happened. I'm not going to get into too much detail because, once again, like, open-minded skeptic type things, but like I felt like I got really sick and weird things happened, and I did feel like something interesting there. Like, it didn't feel like you were alone, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? And then when my friends went up and did it, I guess they went up and kind of like made a big joke out of it, and they said they had like weird experiences, and some of the photos that we got and videos we had were strange. Like, they were interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it actually, our photos and our evidence that we got led us into other stuff. Like, we got into the Jim Thorpe prison, and we had opportunities to do
that place. Eastern, you and I talked about that.
Yeah,
place.
We had a chance to do Eastern State Penitentiary, but we were young and terrified, and we're like, we're not doing that. Fuck that. You're crazy.
That's cool, though, that you open up all that stuff.
Yeah, it was just one night at the Gordon Mountain, and then this guy, the same guy who we showed our stuff to, was like, yo, you should, I can get you in the Jim Thorpe prison. So we literally had the entire prison to ourselves the whole night.
Wow, that's awesome.
With no supervision.
Oh, boy.
You still got that guy's number?
No.
Existed.
If my buddy Brett's listening, he actually moved for a while. So he took all of our stuff with him when he moved.
Then
in the process of moving back, he lost all of it. So we don't even have any of the photos or anything left.
I'm sure we could probably get in.
Yeah. So let's get into this.
Okay.
Yes. The Gordon Mountain Ghost.
Gordon Mountain Ghost.
Right off 81, Schuylkill County, Pennsylvania. Gordon is the small little town. And the mountain kind of goes, it's like 81's the top mountain, Gordon's down at the bottom on the north side.
Yep.
Hectorsville is on the south side.
I believe it's the Minersville exit if you're on 81. I think so. And it takes you to the industrial park, and then you come down the mountain into Gordon.
I don't know, because I know the 501 is Minersville when you're going that way.
I
don't know directions.
Yeah, I think the exit you take off, though, maybe the some like a
I don't know now the Walmart park. DC. So it used to be, it was just a highway that went up over the mountain, mm-hmm. and then there's 81. And it was like really condensed dark woods, but then they built a bunch of DCs and clear cut
and the road that,
and now it's not as spooky up top. So yeah.
And the road that this was originally on was a very narrow road.
Yeah, it was just, well, this road, yeah, but, and then there was the main road that went over the mountain.
Yes.
As I do this.
So the story that we're gonna get into, this all takes place, and a lot of the stuff takes place before this new mount was built.
Mm-hmm.
And then
the road. The mountain was there.
Yeah, not the road.
Yeah, the road. The road. Yeah.
So the road where this all takes place is on Old Mountain Road.
Yes.
And then Mountain Road is where the new highway goes.
Yes, which is, you can still go to Old Mountain Road, but they don't, it's not a...
It's not drivable.
Yeah, cars are not driving on. There's actually a stream that runs down the left side of it.
Yes.
Which is pretty cool.
Yes. So once again, I'm gonna be not reading word for word, but I'm going to be reading a lot of...
I can go from that article I got to kind of fill in some
stuff. Yeah, they're trying to sell the Jim Thorpe prison, so I don't know if, unless somebody buys it.
Oh.
I was going to go to Gettysburg, but never went.
Well, Gettysburg
is interesting.
Yeah.
There's a lot of cool stuff to see in Gettysburg. If you don't believe in anything, it's just cool. It's very interesting.
It's very historic.
And the downtown is very nice. A lot of good food and stuff like that.
So I'm a terrible reader. I always was in school. So if I
me too
don't pick on me if I'm okay. the weird okay, class who can't read.
Tony reads sometimes you have to help me out with words.
Yeah, it's okay. Sometimes you have to help me with words because I'm not edumacated.
Yeah. I feel that.
Yeah, I used to stutter when I was a kid.
Really?
Aww. Yeah, so that's when I had to read in public. I'd be like, I'd freak out.
That's
yeah.
a lot for kids, not that.
And I couldn't pronounce words. Like really? I used to get picked on for saying hamburger.
Well, I understand.
So I couldn't say hamburger. I couldn't say gorilla. I couldn't say aluminum. There's a few
aluminum,
words.
Aluminum's a little hard.
Yeah, I had a really bad.
You know what? So cute.
Schedule is hard. That's a hard word to say.
Hamburger. Yeah. You know, and then I'd get fucked with. They'd be like, "We go to McDonald's," and they'd be like, "All right, so what do you get? This
chicken
and
nuggets?"
Like, and they'd be like, "You order, Tony." I'm like, "You know, I can't say that." And they're like, "Order it," and I'd be like, "I want
hamburger, please."
It sounds like some kind of, like so you were from cute. Like. Transylvania or something. Mm-hmm. Someone
well,
Romanian
listen,
cousin.
I have such a widow's peak that when I that it was not easy to
look like Eddie Munster.
It was not hard to make me look like a vampire. Yeah, yeah. That should be another photo.
Yeah,
of me
vampire.
As a vampire.
Yeah,
I'll do that one for Halloween.
But Eddie Munster.
Yeah, Eddie Munster. So, and when I used to get shape ups, I like Curious George or Mickey Mouse or the giant. So Palm Sunday, April 25th, 1925, Claude and Mary Duncan were hiking a short distance off the main road over the broad mountain between Hechnersville. Thank you. See? And Gordon Mountain, searching for Mayflowers deep in the woods. They would make a discovery that horrified them and touch off one of the most sensational crime stories in Schuylkill County history. Although they could not have known then, what they have found was also a... the genesis for a what was then the most sensational ghost story in the county.
Turning the page, kids. Also, so they found a body yeah. in the woods.
So ask anyone
for the Mayflower.
In yes. the coal region if they know any ghost stories, and they'll almost everybody will say, you know, the Broad Mountain or the Gordon Mountain ghost.
Yeah.
It's a topographic backbone to Schuylkill County to the extent of demographic divider of the Schuylkill County. It also has the incubator of many legends and tales. On this Sunday in 1925, those two individuals walking on old logging road were distracted by a cawing flock of crows that circled over them in the clearing of the woods. They headed for that spot and came across the most grisly scene. A portion of grass has been charred by fire, and in the middle of it was a mutated, badly burned. I almost talked like my little brother then when he was a kid. Boind corpse. Aww. My brother and
there was a boind corpse there in yeah. the bush, right? Yeah. yeah. So I went over and I said, "This
so
is
I
wicked,
went over and I
wicked crazy."
A guy.
Yeah.
I didn't see it was wicked crazy.
Yeah. My brother couldn't. His R's and W. So if he said bird or bored, it was boyd.
Oh, that's yeah.
That's really
common. We were weird kids.
Yeah.
Anyway, her skull was fractured. Her face was twisted in a painful grimace. Wow. There was gashes on her arms and scalp.
Now this one here says that they were walking along and they seen a pair of human legs protruding from the bushes. Mm-hmm. And then they said it was a badly charred remains of a girl. She was adorned with jewelry complete with rings on her fingers.
Yeah.
But this one didn't mention anything about the skull. So they all have a little different.
Yeah.
That she was beaten bad. Yeah. There was gashes on her arm and scalp and she had met a horrible fate.
Yeah.
An investigation of the murder resolved little. It was believed that the girl was between 16 and 20 years old.
See, now this one says 20 and 24 and that the autopsy said she'd been dead for 4 to 10 days.
Hmm. Interesting.
So, yeah, it's different how, like, yeah.
Yeah.
She may have been bludgeoned somewhere else and then taken to the Broad Mountain where the killer then administered the coup de grace by setting her on fire. And a rainfall later that day likely doused the fire and left her body partially burned. Mm-hmm. Some local folks speculate that the girl might have been a lady who worked at the Sunset Inn, which is
a lady.
Yes.
I wonder where the Sunset Inn was.
In Nanticoke.
Oh, okay. That's kind of far.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Sorry. In New Media.
Okay, not too far. Okay.
The Sunset Inn was a well-known brothel in New Media.
Is it still open?
I don't know. We can do an episode.
New Media on the way to Bloomsbury.
So, lady also meant...
And maybe she's immortal. Maybe she's a succubus, and that way it'd be worth it.
Which is another cryptoid.
Succubus.
See, I'll drop some knowledge.
We need to make Heidi a succubus.
Yes!
Oh, my.
No, I said Heidi should be a serial killer, but that's not really a cryptid or a monster.
It still goes along with our stuff.
Yeah, anything weird.
Monk. I can make her look like Jeffrey Dahmer.
Ooh, oh my.
I almost said eating dicks, but I mean, I said it. Yeah. Listen, he ate people.
Maybe at that brothel. Maybe at that brothel.
And it was men.
The
that's, Sunset Inn.
I'm not being insensitive. Yeah. I'm just, that's what happened.
Hey.
So, lady, which in key terms is prostitute or whore, however you want to slice the
brothel
life.
Worker,
let's say,
sex worker.
A harlot.
A harlot.
Harlot.
A harlot Quinn.
Yeah. Harlot Bordeaux.
She perhaps may have been also a runaway from a local institution, because that's always a great story. She's crazy.
Yeah. Well,
she's
that's
crazy. Burn her.
Like,
she's
this
a
one
witch.
Says that they were saying, what was she burned alive? That's what this one said.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they said she was burned from her knees up, her torso, top of her legs, arms and fingers, and part of her head were burned.
Yeah.
So.
Well, if she was burned alive, that makes me wonder, like, why parts of her, like, if yeah. you're burned alive and you're like the bottom parts of your legs aren't burned like that, and you're like still stuck in the same spot that
yeah, because
you,
you're
like,
not
the,
moving.
The fire was you're not moving, so like.
Well, you would think, yeah.
Like, so when they, I think she. I mean, I'm just conspiracy like thinking that
yeah, a
she
lot of,
was probably dead before.
And a lot yeah. of the conspiracies, she was killed, and then she was brought there.
Yes,
because like there was really no like. Like extra blood there from the beating that she's just taking.
Yeah, so like right here it says, according to newspaper accounts in the Mount Carmel Item and Shamokin Dispatch, keeping it local, authorities believe she had been killed at a different location and brought to Broadmount in order to conceal all traces of the crime.
Mm-hmm.
So there we go.
And then what do we get here? An immersive probe ensued, yet yielding nothing. The girl's murder is yet to this day. 2020, yet to be solved, mm-hmm. and this happened in 1925. Mm-hmm. A bizarre twist to the story unfolded following an autopsy that was performed on the body in hopes that someone someday might emerge or identify the girl. Her head was severed and preserved wow. in an Ashland doctor's office for 17 years
what?
Before yeah. being removed to the Pennsylvania State Police headquarters in Harrisburg.
So how do you, hey, what's in that back room there? Oh, that's some girl's head. Yeah. What?
It's like, girl's
how
head
was that from. Not already in like police custody?
Yeah.
How does that not already there? How they just go, you know what?
I think they kept
it in the back room. So that's Kimmy.
So it was in the doctor's office, but it wasn't there. So it was done in the doctor's office, but then for 17 years it was in the police headquarters.
Oh,
yeah. Okay.
So still a weird.
The autopsy was done in Ashland, and that's where they severed the head.
Like that's something out of an old like 50s horror movie, all the heads in jars. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But then it was removed and put in police state police headquarters in Harrisburg. A plaster cast was then made of the head, and that cast has since found its way to the storage area of the Historical Society of Schuylkill County, which mm-hmm. is in Pottsville.
Yes, yeah. It was the old school on Center Street.
Yep, mm-hmm. right next to where the...
was the Greystone. Now it's Max yeah. Cheese Steaks in the basement.
If you do the haunted tour during Halloween time,
they
show
out
you.
The head.
They show you, yeah.
Well, it's not her actual head, it's just a
plaster. No, it's the plaster.
It's the plaster head.
Not the real head.
And for $25, you get your picture with the head.
Yeah.
And kiss the head. Hi, kiss lady. It right there. Almost the very next night after the body was removed, rumors began to circulate that the poor woman's ghost remained on Broad Mountain, searching through the eternity of searching for eternity for her killer. To this day, it is said that the misty figure floats over the ground over the site of the Jane Doe's murder spot, which I don't know exactly where they found the body. That's the only thing in my research that I cannot find.
They never
find.
Really said to say on the road, but they don't really say where.
Yeah, because if I've been on the road, and as you keep going up, there's really not much spaces for like yeah. spots to be because yeah, it's just
it would
cliff,
just be like
cliff,
oh,
cliff.
Here we go. Mm-hmm. You know, like, yeah. Yeah.
So that would be interesting. So they would, if they found it, I don't know. Like, and I haven't got all, unless it was way up the top, but when you keep going up, the mountain kind of circles and circles and circles, right. and it's literally just mountain on your left side and then cliff on your right. So it'd be very interesting to see where exactly
yeah.
they found the body.
Yeah.
So yeah, where
are
we
the
at
police
here?
Records like public records?
Maybe.
I think so.
I'd have to do. I should have yeah. done research.
Well, there's a
on
lot
that.
Of the Mount Carmel Daily News has reports in it, and mm-hmm. so I mean, obviously mm-hmm. that paper's not existing anymore, but
right.
somewhere it does, you know, yeah. with all the back files of it.
That's true.
Yo, I like the podcast.
Rish said, "I
hey,
held the
Rish.
Plaster cast. They cast of her head. I tricked me into doing it.
Oh, nice.
That's awesome."
That's really funny. Look
Thanks.
At all the comments.
Yeah, this is great,
Keep
guys.
It up, guys.
You guys
this
are killing
so
with the comments.
Great.
There's a maker where her body was. Oh, there's a marker where her body was found. I thank you, Brian.
Andy, how are you doing?
Yeah,
that?
I'll tell you.
Mutant He's powers. An actual superhero.
Yeah.
So this, where are we at here? The energy of the slain girl is so strong that it could dim headlights or of the cars that they pass over the Broad Mountain, or if the conditions are just right or wrong, depending on your outlook, that the energy can actually shut down your car's engine.
Yeah.
And the stories told over the years, the girl's ghost is most often described as being translucent.
Mm-hmm. What ghost isn't, though? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
And it's a motorist claimed the vehicles were shutting off when they drove near the site. Others said they heard mysterious cries.
Yep.
So
now to like dim lights and stuff like that, just that would take a lot of energy.
especially a car battery.
Yeah, yeah, that would take a lot. The only time I ever hear stuff like that is like through like alien abductions.
Yeah,
which is like when there's like a giant like
beam
magnet over it. Yeah. So that takes a lot.
So
of
when
energy.
We were up there during our walk. At the time, this is 2005, so our cell phones had the pull-up antennas and flashlights.
They were one piece.
Yeah, one piece. Nokias. Our cell phone batteries were going quick. Mm-hmm. Our flashlights...
For a Nokia, that's pretty crazy.
Our flashlights were not doing very well. Even at the Jim Thorpe prison.
Really?
Flashlights were... battery cameras... We changed battery cameras a lot.
And they say that's what how they always say that when ghosts are trying to manifest, they drain the energy that's near.
That goes to the theory that I was talking of before the podcast even started, which was thinking like if more than one person had been killed up there, because for just one person to do that, just one girl that may have possibly, not saying that a brothel worker is not powerful, but like saying like for just one spirit to kind of like drain so much energy,
mm-hmm.
it almost like, and I mean it could be a lot of other things too, like because there's a lot of Native American burial grounds and like shit around.
Well,
here
they
too,
buried
so
their people
like,
everywhere, you know.
Yeah,
and that, so and every town here is named after you know Native Americans. Yeah. Is about. But so, here's the thing: like if she was killed somewhere else, maybe her ghost is there and not there, and it's something else there. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
it could be.
Depends.
That's serious. So the white gliding and aimless and the endless circles throughout the forest between Gordon and Heckersville. I'm probably saying it wrong again. Reports of certain reaction of the Broad Mountain ghost reached the point of near hysteria at some points in time. I know for a while there, even when we were doing the research in high school, like Gordon, like if you try to call the borough and stuff, they wouldn't talk about it because I guess for some time it just turned into such a hot spot where people were just like,
and it probably became an annoyance.
Tourist attraction.
So they were just like, don't talk about this no more.
Mm-hmm.
It would.
Clarence says hello. And some guy said he was hunting there when he was 12.
Oh, that's did he catch cool. anything, or was it just a hunting trip?
He just said it was a very eerie place after dark to be in the fall.
Yeah.
Traffic jams were not uncommon on the mountain road.
But that it was a very small road, so I think two cars going the opposite way.
That's a traffic jam.
Is a kind of a traffic jam. I wonder what was on top of there before if that road.
I
went
think
to
the logging. The logging thing was up there.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. So that could have.
We'll find out. We'll find out. We're gonna take a hike.
Yes.
We're gonna take a hike
right now.
Come with us, guys.
Where was I here? The traffic jams are not uncommon on the mountain road, especially on the anniversary of the murder and on Halloween. Years immediately following the heinous homicide. Yeah, it's Bobby Heinous.
Bobby Heinous. What a name. That's a porn name.
There's our wrestling reference. Yeah. Groups of ghost hunters would gather at the murder site and conduct seances in hopes to conjuring up the spirit. Others would go and pray that her restless spirit would find peace. To this day, the murder is unsolved and is a cold case, and the ghost story remains forever in the school county folklore. Mm-hmm. Now, and there's a little after thing I want to read after this as well. Mm-hmm. So, some of the stories... You know, your car lights would die. Your headlights would dim. You would see a ghost on the side of the road.
A girl. Yeah, so, hear cries.
Some people say that your car would, like the one story that I was always told growing up is you would be driving up the mountain and your car would stop. And a woman would be sitting on a rock and she would get off the rock and she'd walk over to your windows and she'd look in your windows. Mm-hmm. And then if you weren't her killer, she'd drive away. Then there was another variation that I was always told where during her attack, which this to me, as a kid, it sounds awesome because it glorifies the story. But as I get older, I'm like, this makes no sense because they said that she scratched her victim's face. So then she'd look in the windows for the scratch on the face.
Mm.
But that was also from another ghost story somewhere else. And they kind of blended.
A lot of times somebody hears something, you know, like when they tell somebody that there's 10 people and at the end of the line, the story is totally different.
Yeah. The whisper.
Yeah.
Yep. And then some of the theories are, you know, she was a lady from New Media. she was a runaway. She was a
lady
she
of
was
the night. I believe
lady of the night. Yeah. She was a runaway. She was an institutional person. Then there were stories where it was her prom night. She was in a dress.
That's a big one. That's like a ghost trope for any female ghost. It's always like, oh, the prom.
She's in a wedding dress.
Yeah. She was
the Locust Lake. The Locust Lake. There was supposedly a ghost at Locust Lake, and she's in a wedding dress too.
Oh wow. Oh.
Yeah.
Probably because she died because she was getting married at Locust Lake.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing against it, but I don't know.
So that was always told to me that. At some point, some people's stories are growing. You know, it was prom night, or she was going to prom, or she was in a wedding dress. But and then there's rumors where they think it was maybe mob connected.
Yeah, which we talked about before the podcast.
Yes, so I can get behind that theory, but I because I mean this area did have a lot of mob culture woven in his thing. Mm-hmm. There has been a lot of times where there's rumors where a lot of, if you were going to stash a body and you never wanted to find it, mm-hmm. Pennsylvania was a great place to do it, especially if you were from a big city. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's right off 81, which runs
coal roads and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So that would be a thing. Mm-hmm. But here's my thing, too. Maybe I'm just giving the mob too much credit, but I think if the mob was going to stash a body, you're not going to find it.
They know what they're doing. Yeah, they don't just like... Yeah.
They're not going to just light from...
It's not like a McDonald's cup you're just mm-hmm. tossing out the window.
Yeah, they're not going to light the knees from the knees up with gasoline and just let mm-hmm. it sit there and be like, it looks like on fire to me, Tony. Let's get out of here.
We burned half that, bro. Now let's dump her off.
Let's get a pizza and a beach. Yeah. My job here is done.
You think they got calzones there?
I'm Italian. I can say. I can do the voice. Yeah. It's not racist.
I'm Sicilian and I'm marker, offended.
He says the marker left isn't, wait, far from the weathered. What does that say? Close to the road? The second to last comment.
Why don't you read it, Andy?
my pop grandpa Gordon, he says the marker isn't far from the watershed close to the end of the road.
Oh, okay. Close to the end. I couldn't get watershed. It looked like whirlwind. I was like...
You got some ghost stories for us? Cool. Yeah. We'll head in the links below. We do have our Facebook group. You can comment some of your favorite ghost stories, and we'll work on it. I believe she was between 21 and 24.
Yeah, that's what this one, my article said.
And possibly the lady of the night, at least from the police report. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So... Yeah. One last thing for this story, mm-hmm. and then we'll get into some theories and stuff, because, I mean, unless it's going to be a 45-minute episode.
Yeah, I want to touch back on the mafia conspiracy.
Cool. So,
I could probably get more out of this one, too.
In 1973,
ooh, here we go.
Star Wars.
a former Gordon auto dealer. I'm not going to say his name, but I mean, it's in the book. If you really want to know, you can do it.
Is it a hard name?
A little bit. It's like...
is it Polish?
Seitzinger. J.A. Seitzinger revealed that he and two of his friends have contributed greatly to the earliest rampant rumors of the spirit spottings on the Broad Mountain Road after the murder of the young woman. The trio set up elaborate displays of dangerous of dangling mannequins and bedsheets in boasted at the time as the true what was the origin of the true ghost has been told. He also wrote in the Evening Herald that after so many people had so many experiences on the mountain, I consider it was our civic duty that these people are visiting that would come so far to this area would have to see a ghost. Interestingly, he also did not dismiss the possibility that there was really a ghost on the mountain. In his revelation, he noticed, I understand ghosts do not grow old and die like humans do, so it probably will be around a long time after I have passed on. So he didn't dismiss the fact that maybe there was something up there, mm-hmm. but he does admit that he would go up and mess with people.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they used to put a string sucks. And run a thing
which
across.
Sucks.
I think it's kind of funny.
It is funny, but like it also sucks because then it becomes an attraction.
And then
it
everyone,
takes away from the actual history, and they're like, oh, it's just some guy from the 70s fucking around.
And everyone just discredits it totally. Then, well, it's just that guy.
Yeah.
In the 70s, even though this is all in the 20s.
Yeah, and it's just like, you think it's hilarious.
What? Now, listen, I know this is a local story, and this can possibly be offensive.
Wow, there's a hell of a comment by your mom.
Maybe this could be considered offensive, but what if the ghost of Seitzinger is still on the mountain?
Yeah, and he's still messing around
with everybody,
but he doesn't know he's dead.
He's just like, yes, this is my time.
And the real ghost is like, come on, dude.
He passed on, and he's like,
she's
move
like
over.
Wandering around, like Seitzinger, like I can't with you.
I can't. I'm so sick of your shit.
I'm trying not to get my wedding dress dirty. Can you not?
And he's up there like, back in my day, in my car dealership, I come up with son.
You know what we put
in? Mannequins.
8-track players. We got that new Kiss album.
So that's my theory.
I think this Satanist.
That's funny.
The ghost of the Gordon Mountain is actually the guy who was hoaxing people.
That guy's probably still alive.
Bring him on the podcast.
Yeah.
If he's still alive.
I want a Seitzinger auto garage shirt.
Let's get one made.
When you travel over that mountain at night, there was never seems to be anyone behind you. But when you reach the bottom of a mountain, all of a sudden there were cars behind you. In high school, we believed that the ghost was slowing down the cars to look inside.
That's what I heard, too, about the slowing down and handprints on the cars. But that's another thing where handprints
are
on the
there's
cars.
Another story with...
put powder on the back.
Yeah. Where there's a train tracks where the bus stalled on the train tracks and the bus got hit by
a
train.
Pushing the...
And then the kids, the ghosts of the kids would push your car. If you parked your car on the train tracks, the ghost would push your car up the hill.
It says that, too, about like Gravity Hill, like the hands will push.
We have a Gravity Hill. We have a Gravity Hill on the way to Bloomsburg, and it's just an optical illusion.
And that's the other one is up by Pittston. That's the one with the Soskin Screamer, which we have to do.
Yeah.
So what was your theory now on the mob on your mob theory.
Going back to before we started the podcast, we had a whole conversation about like the whole mafia idea. And I just want to bring up the idea of just like, yeah, the mafia wouldn't have done such a messy job unless they were doing it to make a point.
Yeah.
Unless they wanted it. Yeah. To send a message, unless they wanted it to be found.
Yeah. So where I can get behind that too, where if maybe they took someone's girl, mm-hmm. right? Like, you owed us money, so yeah. we're going to take your girl.
Yeah.
And you're not going to identify her, because if you do, then we're coming for you next
type
deal.
Or if she was a lady. Now, hear me out. If she was a lady and one of the guys was like, it was like a JFK Marilyn Monroe type thing. And she knew too much. She knew too much. And they were just kind of like, there you go.
Yeah. Had to whack her.
Yep.
So yeah. Now the other...
And then have everybody find it, have it posted all over the news. And even if she was estranged from her family, that guy would know and just be like, go ahead.
Are they lit her on fire and like, yo, Tony, there's a car coming. We got to get the hell out of here.
We got
an
86 this bitch.
There's a car coming. I didn't put the gasoline on her knees yet.
No one's going to find it from a cab style, Tony. Come on.
Packing the T model. We got to get out of here.
Flick your Denali on her and let's get the hell out of here.
they have 80s cars for some reason. Let's hop in our IROC Z28 and get out of here.
I think I left my piano chord back then.
Hey, Rock, you want to go see Rocky too? I heard Rock takes it. Spoiler, I heard he takes it at the end.
Meanwhile, this is 1920.
Yeah. It's 1920.
It's two Italian guys from 86.
Here's another conspiracy. They're all time travelers.
Yeah, yeah. Time travelers.
It was aliens.
It was all aliens all the time.
Which, sidebar, that's one theory for shadow people, that they're time travelers.
Yeah.
They're
time travelers. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's so many. Yeah. That's something.
Where did you guys first hear of the Gordon Ung ghost story? Like, when did this enter your
zeitgeist? There's a nice
word. I remember
word.
I had a friend that went to school at Penn State Schuylkill, which is a whole other thing.
Yeah, with the cemetery in the back.
The cemetery and all of the ghost sightings and just stuff
and
that would happen.
And the hospital back
And there, the hospital, the orphanage. Oh, I do
you're good,
every
you're
time.
Good. You got to put your... Because
I'm always waiting to
you gotta
do
put
this.
You got to put your mooch right in there.
Yeah. Put my mooch right in here. Talking about all the sorts of stuff that would happen with him just in his dorm and like his roommates would happen and whatnot. And then he was talking and then he would just mention... He just mentioned that the Gordon ghost, and I was just like, I don't know what that is. And so then I looked it up on YouTube, started like researching it, and I was just kind of like, this is interesting. So that's where I first heard about it.
So I'll tell you a little bit, right? So when we went up there, I wasn't there the night they did it, mm-hmm. right? So some of the stories that I'm going to tell you are not from my experience secondhand. But I can tell you the one thing that happened to me when I was going up there. I always felt like the wind, it sounds weird, like the wind whispered, right? So like it's always sound like somebody was behind you, mm-hmm. and nobody was.
Mm-hmm.
And it might have just been old Sightsy, you know,
that
messing with me.
Good but old J.A. Sightsing.
Good old J.A. was behind me.
J.A.
Bidas Pinto.
Yeah.
You need a car. I got a car for you.
God, I hope none of his family's listening.
I hope all of them are.
I hope they are. I hope someone in California's listening and be like, wow, it's a really strong Italian area.
Are they listening? They're like, our grandfather would appreciate that. I mean, because if he was messing with people in the woods,
Sightsinger's not even an Italian last name.
Yeah, he had.
Wait, but he barely has an Italian accent.
He had a sense of humor. But anyway, going up there, I just felt like it was really like it had an eerie feeling, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So then it felt like the way up the hill was like it took us no time to get up there,
mm-hmm.
but the way down took three times as long, and we were moving fast, mm-hmm. because our flashlights were not working very good, and it was getting darker and darker and darker. So mm-hmm. we were trying to haul ass out of there, and it felt like it was taking us forever to get off that mountain. Mm-hmm. I was like, "Yo, how many?" Because it kind of feels like it just spirals, and you're
it goes up and turns.
So I was like, "Jesus, like how many more loops we got to go around? Like, there's no fucking end to this." So I called my one friend who wasn't there the day on my old. I pulled the fucking
on your Nokia.
I fucking jacked it up, you know,
on your indestructible brick.
Yeah, and I called him, and this is not an exaggeration. I'm not trying to bullshit just for the sake of being spooky for the show. But when I left him a voicemail, I was explaining to him just like I'm talking on this microphone. I said, "Hey, man, like it's really strange when you're up here because I can't be here this night. Like I always feel like I'm being watched from the mountain above us, right? It always feels like something's looking down on us or something's behind us. So like every now and then, if you're videotaping or taking photos, if you feel something, just take a picture up the hill.
Mm-hmm.
Like I just feel like something that like you'll get something that way or you just anything. And I said, it feels like you're just very sad here. Like that's what I was getting. I was getting the feeling of sadness. Like it was just really strange.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the entire time I'm having the conversation with myself on the phone, It sounds like I'm like
there's extra breathing.
Right. He said I was listening to the phone call and then I listened to it back. And the breathing is happening while you're talking. So while I'm speaking, you would hear the
incredible
thing. And then if you actually isolate it, like if you listen to it, it was like, there was a wheeze. You would hear like a wheeze or like a whimper in the breath.
Incredible.
And we all listened to it and we're like, what the fuck was that? Yeah. Because it's like, as I'm speaking like now, it's over my shoulder.
Incredible. And I love that.
And when every time we did like the ghost hunting or the EVP. ghost things, I would purposely separate myself from everybody. Especially if they were like, we were high school kids, so they were joking around, not taking it seriously and stuff. Mm-hmm. I would remove myself from them because I wanted, if I was going to experience it, I wanted to experience it.
Right.
And I wasn't going to experience it by being an asshole. I was completely alone when I was making this phone call. Like, they were way ahead of me. And then I stopped, like, kind of running. Like, well, then we weren't running, but we were moving quicker to get down. Mm-hmm. And I said, just go ahead. And they're like, you're going to be here alone? I said, just go ahead. I'm fine. Mm-hmm. And that's when I made the call. So that was the weird thing we happened there. And then they went up there that night. They took some photos. And the one photo they took of up the mountain, there was a rock. And on the rock, it looked like something was like, it looked like a fireball. Mm-hmm. Which it sounds strange to know, like, but it literally looked like a giant red fireball. And they took it, like, when they would take it, it'd be complete black, and the only thing that would illuminate the photo was the flash. Mm-hmm. So when they took this flash, there's no, like, it's not shining off trees. It's not, and every photo they would take, it looked like there was smoke coming through the photos too.
Interesting.
And then the one photo they took of this giant red, like, fireball, mm-hmm. when we took it to this guy, because we didn't have, like, computer software or photos and stuff like that. And we were all low budget equipment. So we took it to this guy and he, like, zoomed in and enhanced and cleaned it up. Like, in the photo, it looked like something was literally like their hands on the rock. And then it looked like it was leaning over looking, and it looked like the silhouette was on fire.
Whoa.
So when he's seen these photos and seen the smoke and the orbs and stuff and the things that they experienced,
that's awesome.
He that's why he was like, I do this for a living. I'm a ghost hunter. I want you kids to go to the Jim Thorpe prison. And then we were able to do the Jim Thorpe prison. Yeah. That's how they were.
When we first met, you made that comment.
So it wasn't like we went up there and just were schmucks and got nothing. Like, we took him to someone who then end up being, now I'd never met this dude who got us in the Jim Thorpe prison, but he was the one who was like, yo, we're going to put you somewhere else. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And then he put us in contact with the creepy lady. But anyway, so another thing that happened too is, this is when I wasn't there. Like, I did see the photo, so I can attest to that. Now, this is a story, and I've seen photos of this, but once again, I'm not there, so I can't completely confirm or deny. So he was sitting on a rock, right? And on the rock, they kept, like, making jokes and making high school kid jokes of, like, heard you died up here, bitch, like stuff like that.
Yeah, as one does.
They said they were sitting on a rock and behind them was the cliff. And my buddy felt like he was being pushed. So he's like, take a picture. So they turn off all the camera lights and they took a picture. And on the photo, now I did see the photo, but it looked like his sweater was wet, right? So it looked like damp, but on the dampness of the sweater was a handprint. So it looked like somebody was literally like grabbing his shoulders and push and like trying to move him off the rock. And then when they left the mountain, they came up to the movies and they talked to me and told me everything they experienced. I was like, that's kind of strange. Mm-hmm. And then they left the movie theater and they went back to my friend's house. And he had two dogs. And as soon as he walked in the house, his dog, like, and this dog knew us, was growling at him as being aggressive. And then when he took his jacket off, the dog would not leave that jacket alone.
Wow.
So then they left again to go do something else. And he was like, this is creeping me out now. So he threw his jacket out the window.
Wow.
But I was not there for any of that stuff.
So that's just secondhand.
But that's just an experience from what they told
Rish
me.
Rish and Alexis are both like, ooh, chills.
When we go, that reminds me, what I do sometimes with my tarot cards is I take them to different locations.
Okay.
And that are like haunted locations. And what I do is I use my tarot cards to tell a story or to kind of whatever, use tarot cards.
So you're
cards
like, you're reading something.
Get
if
the
it
lay
was
of
there.
The land.
Yeah, because a lot of the time what people think... a lot of people consider ghosts as it's their energetic imprint. When you put your handprint down, it's kind of like if
memory
you,
foam.
Yeah, so it's not
like memory foam. It's just like an imprint in time.
A ghost. Yeah, it's almost like a record.
Yeah,
a record
exactly,
plays a sound. Like
exactly.
A rock could, like me saying this right now, could get implemented in this wall.
Yes.
And then like 25 years from now, like someone comes in and hears me saying, implementing this wall.
This kitchen's going to be loud as fuck for the 100 years.
But that's what she's saying. Thousands of years. Like, imagine a record.
Yeah. And it's like, that's why so many people say like, that's like the lady in red. And she just walks the staircase, looks in the mirror and disappears. And she does that over and over and over and over again. A lot of the times when, especially when people die in such a tragic way, it's like, even though they pass on, it's kind of like that, the handprint that when they pass, it's like, there's still like that little bit of a veil that stays there.
Yeah. And sometimes like, they're not necessarily as a ghost. That's just like the imprint of that.
Yeah. Scene and so happening. Like that, but then when it is,
it's the residual haunt because it's doing the same exact thing all the time.
Well, isn't there a theory too with like limestone? If a building has a lot of limestone,
it's limestone and quartz.
Yeah. Okay. And they will record things.
Yeah. Because like, limestone and quartz,
like draw energy.
It draws energy and it holds on.
And if
to
you
it.
Think that's nuts, a magnet. And a magnet.
Exactly. Yeah.
I think the
it's all magnets. Yeah. Like, it's all energy and magnets.
Yeah. I think the hotel that The Shining was based off of in Colorado.
Yep.
What they said that has one of the largest sediments of limestone underneath it.
Yep.
Oh, really? I'm leaving a comment there. Mm-hmm.
And also, they say that too in on the I can't remember what it's called.
Yes, we'll get there then.
Yeah, that's a topic we're gonna do about sleep paralysis and also shadow people.
Yeah.
As well.
Oh, yeah.
So the Night Hag, if you're watching, and then the Hat Man. So it's very interesting.
Oh, yeah. The Hat Man. But there's the Van Allen belt. I'm pretty sure it's the Van Allen belt where it goes from like someplace in someplace in Alaska, and then it goes to Somerset, Kentucky, and then it goes into
it goes over West Virginia.
Yeah, it goes into West Virginia, and then it goes to Somerset, Kentucky, and then it also travels to Arizona. What place? Sedona, Arizona, where it's like the people have followed this. This like ghost activity, but also it's just a quartz deposit that kind of follows all the way, and that's just where it kind of like leads down. So that's when people say that. Now here I go. When people say that crystals are bullshit, look at you.
I have them under my mattress.
Yeah, thanks to Heidi.
And I don't sleep. I never sleep in bed because I think the devil in me is like, get away from those crystals.
But that's the whole idea of it: that different minerals and different periodic table, what are those called?
Elements.
Different elements hold different energies and have different ideas and purposes, and that's why people use so many different things for healing, because it matches magnetic pulls in our bodies and stuff. So all of that being said, it's just the idea of the imprint of it being there. So I use my cards to kind of like pull information or let them tell their story if they want to. Take it with a grain of salt, whatever you want to do, but like it's always really, really interesting.
That's cool.
But I just, and also that opens up because I do a little bit of channel work as well. So like that kind of, because with any divination.
Yeah, if you start talking like a 1925s.
Just a flapper girl.
Like a lady.
Hey, yo.
Hey, yo.
Money, come over and see me sometime. Yeah.
Two Italian gents came in and asked for a double BJ.
I had a strange vehicle. A strange vehicle from the future. I didn't like it.
Then they hit me. Not one bit. They hit me in the head with a rock and then I end up here.
Come do the Charleston with me and drink some giggle water. You know what I'm saying?
Took a swig of my tonic and I felt fine.
I just started dancing.
Let's all
like
smoke cigarettes.
But I do end up like, so like a lot of the times too, and I don't, sometimes, most of the time, I don't project and speak and whatnot.
I'm
like,
out of there. I'm running.
I'm all about it.
Yeah. It's like, so like,
Andy would have a conversation. You know?
I've only ever done that in front of one other person. That was my one cousin. So like, but anyway, but like also like I get to, like I talked about before, is the like intuitive empath where it's like, I'll get the images and I'll feel certain things, which you were talking about, because you're probably one of the most empathic peoples I've ever met in my life.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, like,
I think that's
part of you is like, I know part of you is just like, yeah. And the other part's like, maybe I just, I don't know. But like,
I think a part of it's like, I can buy it. And then the other part's like, I try to put logic to it as well. Mm-hmm. And I think a part of it is like, if I open this door and then I become
you're Constantine and you see the dead bodies and stuff.
Like,
open it. It's so fun once you get in there.
Like, all right, I'm going to be funny, but it's also kind of crude. Mm-hmm. But like, if I'm, you know, up late at night by myself and I'm browsing on my phone, and then some spirit comes to have a conversation, I'm like, yo, could you give me 15 minutes?
I'm kind of looking at something.
Yeah, I'm kind of doing some research
here. A little privacy here, boy. Yeah,
like, get out of here, daddy.
Like a dead old like world leader comes like, I must tell you something. And you're like, give me a second. Like,
Stalin.
Like Stalin comes in, I got to tell you something. And you're like, give me a second.
And then like,
I'm busy.
And then if it does happen, like, and I tell people like, so I was up watching Pornhub one night, and the ghost of Hitler walked in. You know, and you're like, you're going to 5P.
Yeah.
See, that's why it took me a very long time to even like communicate to anybody that I do readings, that I do channelings, that I do all this sorts of stuff, because it's still looked down upon, frowned upon. Even in today's even though every TV show, network, whatever, has like ghost adventures and ghost hunters and whatnot, it's still like,
it's Sylvia Brown,
it's still weird, like it's still like the Miss Cleo's world, and we're all just living in it, where she's just like, oh, here I am, and
call me now for psychic reading,
call me now.
Dionne Warwick with the psychic network.
Sylvia, when Sylvia Brown supposedly predicted that St. Clair Walmart would sink. Remember that?
Oh, no. It was somebody's aunt went to see a psychic, and Walmart was going to fall down into the stripping.
But then it got linked to Sylvia Brown.
Yeah, but here's the thing. It wasn't a stripping hole. It was a quarry where it was like, there was no deep holes. It was just, they pulled from the mountain.
It was a thing.
Like, it can't fall down. Like, if it's going to fall down, everything else could fall down.
Yeah.
You know, and 20-some years later, it's still there.
Unless it's a
and then
deep
for some strange
base.
Thing, it does collapse. And like, yeah, I told you,
she was right. She was wrong about Montel running for president and winning. But she was right about the Walmart in St. Clair.
She told me.
I think at this point, anyone can become president.
Oh dear God. Yeah.
Just gotta get that social media status up.
Yeah.
JA sites for president.
But absolutely, I would love to take my cards up there. So.
I like that.
That would be fun.
That's cool.
That would be really
I wish
fun.
I had an ability. I feel that I'm because
you do have an ability.
I'm very positive. Yeah, aside from my super sight.
Yeah,
I feel that I'm like
you are veiled during private or intimate moments, so that won't happen, Tony. Yeah, but I have shit luck. So like, I would be like the greatest channeler of all time, and they'd be like, "Excuse me, I know you're taking a shit."
you know. Shakespeare comes. I understand what's going on right now.
He's like, "It wasn't me. It was Bacon this whole time. Sir Francis Bacon this whole time."
Hamlet.
Yeah. Are you
That's
done?
All I want. I just
are
want,
you done? Because I have something to tell you.
I just want to. I only want to speak to famous people.
Yeah, only dead famous people, please.
In my personal life,
it's like
I interview everyday people. But in my spiritual life,
I only want.
If your nana comes to me, she can get fucked.
Yeah. Today on the show, Charles Darwin.
I'm like, go talk to Tori. Thanks. Yeah.
Excuse me, Eleanor.
Yeah.
Go up the street. I ain't.
I'm only open to Babe Ruth right now.
I have Muhammad Ali at 3 o'clock. Yeah.
I'm a little bit.
Hurry it up, Gretchen.
I'm a little bit of a somebody here.
Yeah.
I'll let you know.
Well, at least we can find humor in it.
Oh yeah, absolutely. If you can't find humor,
people
in
laughing
it,
are like, we don't think this is funny.
Like, sorry, you're at the wrong podcast.
I think this is so stupid.
Yeah. Yeah, so we do have some ideas. I know we kicked a few out there. So shadow people and the hat
there's
man.
There's
and
many cryptids.
Yeah,
many.
So Andy, you had an idea for one, maybe in a couple weeks. Which one do you want to bring?
The Hopkinsville goblins.
Mm-hmm.
So it's you know about it. So the Pokemon Sableye is based off this story about these goblins that attacked this house in like the 30s, and it's like these black floating things that like their legs and arms are like thick, in the sense that they might be aliens because like they were floating, but they looked like they couldn't stand on their legs anyway. Mm-hmm. But they had shiny jewelry eyes, just like Sableye. So if you go on Google, just type Sableye Pokemon, and even in its Wikipedia, there's a link that says based on the Hopkinsville Goblin. Mm-hmm. So it's a pretty cool story. They called the cops, and the cops actually came, and they were like, with their shotguns. Because back then, you know, he didn't know. He'd be like, well, something's at your house. Mm-hmm. So let's all go guns blazing. Because that's the first thing when you hear there's a monster, you shoot it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what you do. Because every story is like, oh, they'd seen a big thunderbird, and they shot at it.
Yeah, during the War of the Worlds, they shot a water tank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they thought it was a UFO.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, going like the gold goblins and whatnot, like there's, and I keep telling everybody I ever meet, ever, to go on to YouTube.
You guys are hot. No, you guys are
goddamn
funny.
Right.
No, you.
Actually, there's a little hot in this room right now. So
it is a little warm. Minus the gypsy scarf over here.
I'm all right. Mm. I'm just normally cold.
That's your gimmick.
It is my gimmick. I've been dead this whole time.
Yeah.
It's
oh,
a
man.
Sixth sense.
Excuse me, I only talk to famous people.
Yeah.
Listen, bitch. I'm famous enough.
Can you see the Janis Joplin's out there?
I'm like, yeah, sure. Anyway, there's different names for them. I tell everybody I ever come in contact with to look up YouTube, look up the
IWP network.
That as well. But also look up Planet Weird on YouTube and look up, there's two seasons called Hellier. And it is absolutely incredible. And they talk about the Kentucky Goblins. They talk about this whole thing. They talk about Mothman and they talk about Indrid Cold and all of it. And it's all connected. And then it goes to like military and like secret covert ops and shit like
that. The Men in Black.
Yeah. It's the movie. It's like the whole, I think, here's my conspiracy. It's all connected. But it's just like,
sure.
Who is Pepe Sylvia?
Yeah.
It's like, I'm just like, I don't know who he is. I'm just like double chain smoking.
That's always Sunny reference.
Sometimes I really do feel like I'm Charlie Day down in the male basement. It's like, oh, it's Papa Sylvia. With the cheese on the table, meet the cheese on the table. Yeah. But it's the Hopkinsville Goblins. It's the Kentucky Goblins. It's the Pennsylvania Coal Mine Tommyknockers. It's like they're all like...
All of Point Pleasant, West Virginia.
It's all of like those goblin-esque creatures. And it's really, 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 really interesting. That I think that should be like its whole podcast because I have like so much information on that.
I was gonna buy a book too. It's like the top cryptids for that state.
So he had a book and a poster he found about top cryptids of the state.
It's
and
so
then
interesting.
Then he found a book that takes actual like newspaper clippings
from like the 30s and the 20s about all monster articles. The one was about the Mississippi Lake Monster or Mississippi River Monster.
But they were reported on as if people actually legit seen them.
Yeah. And they would say, like, well, they said that it was, like, you know, 15 feet long and it had the, like, the face of a rhino or something. Like, and then they would say about attacking it and stuff. And these were actually in the news. I saved my Amazon wish list. It's only, like, $10. I'll buy it then.
That's awesome.
So next
very interesting. And there's also, he did a second book with that's Ghost Stories in Papers.
Oh, I love that.
So next week is your topic. What are you bringing to the table?
Because my great-grandmother was a Pennsylvania Dutch powwow, bracher, whatever you want to call it, powwow faith healer. We're going to be talking about some Pennsylvania Dutch witch stuff.
Now, can you do the accent?
Not really.
I can't.
Do it. Do it. I want to hear it.
Should I do it for the whole show once?
Do it for the whole
show
for
once. The whole, and then the whole time, I'm going to do it then. I'm going to bring a mincemeat pie, and we're going to eat that.
The whole time?
Yeah.
Not come over here now, Amish.
Yeah. So I
if you want to hear that, just go to the Green Dragon and Amish talk like that.
Yeah,
I love that.
So I kind of want to bring. So there, I'm originally a Monty City boy. So this book obviously is awesome. So if you're into Schuylkill County, this guy has a lot of really
cool
stories.
What's the author's name?
Charles J. Adams III.
Well, that's an author name.
So
right,
Charles is I think still around. Mm-hmm. Think he's still alive. I'm sure he's still alive because I went to his Charles J. Adams III Ghost Books Facebook group.
Oh, check him out.
And again, these books are cheap. They're less than $10.
And I reached out to Charles and I said, hey, would you like to do a podcast? And he respectfully declined. So if enough of you storm his Facebook page.
Yeah.
No.
Available titles, there's like 50 books. Now, I don't know if books by Charles J. Adams.
Yeah, I think he's done stuff all over the world.
Like, I'm just going to Haunted Berks County, Tales from Baseball Town, Ghost Stories of Delaware County, Bucks County Ghost Stories, Philadelphia Ghost Stories, Cape May Ghost Stories. He did Shipwreck Sea Stories and Legends of the Delaware Coast. Mm-hmm. So he rolled up.
What a guy.
So there's three of them here that really are catching my eye. So there's the Are the Spirits Brewing at the Kyer Mansion, right? So the Kyer Mansion, where when me and Heidi went to meet our real estate agent to buy this house, our meeting was in the Kyer's Mansion.
Interesting.
Yeah. There's Peddler's Grave, which is right outside of Monte City.
Mm-hmm. I had never heard of that.
And then there's a story called Mayhem at Monte Plain, which is pretty interesting. So I may pick one of those stories. So I think every time I come around, I think my shtick is going to do local stuff. And then you guys can, like, maybe you bring the cryptids and you bring, like, some other, like, this extraterrestrial, the that
alien stuff.
So,
alien,
I mean, I am going to tap into these books a lot when it comes to content. I may add two or three of these stories because it is, you know, we're
sometimes,
only an hour in.
Sometimes they're short. And they're, like, a lot of times I'll cryptid, like, there's only a couple things, like, sightings. So there's really not much to talk about. So like, you do a couple.
Jim Thorpe, the ghostly handprint on Cell 17 is in here.
I would love to go to the Jim Thorpe prison and do something.
I've never been in it. Rich,
Haunted Tamahua.
Several times.
Honest to God, the Jim Thorpe prison in the basement in those holding cells, probably the most activity I've ever felt in my life.
Really?
So I'll get into it. We have time.
Why not?
I was going to get into my thing.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, like, because I'm always at the Paladin video games as the Holy Knight, like, whenever I'm somewhere, I feel nothing. And I feel that because I'm so positive that I have my holy aura. I know it's a video game.
It's not. No.
Nothing happens because I'm protecting the area. Mm-hmm. Like, that's because I walk into Gettysburg. I've been to many places in Gettysburg.
There's different people. There's empaths yeah. that, like, take in, and I don't know what the term is for whatever, yeah, but it's like there's givers and takers.
Yeah, and I come in, and you just come out.
It's like a candle.
Yeah.
It's like a candle, so, like, and then we are, like, the yeah, darkness.
I feel like if someone, like,
had
a problem in their house, and I walked in, and they'd be like, okay, everything stopped.
When Tori finally figures out a way for me to, and she tricks me to opening my third eye.
I would never trick.
And all of the ghosts start flooding me. I'm gonna start living with you. So anytime I need to take a shit or jerk off, I'm gonna start hanging out with you.
No, okay.
So I'm gonna Louis C.K. you. I'm like, Andy,
leave the door open.
At 8:30. I need to do this. You need to be in the room, but you don't have to participate.
Yeah. There's something that you can do. This is for anybody else too. This is something that I do, like, whenever I'm just, like, by myself and I want to, like, tap in and whatnot. And, like, my mom and I probably have talked about this too. My mom and I do that it's a variation of the Estes method, which is you put, like, a handkerchief over your eyes, and then you put, like, noise-canceling headphones on with just, like, white noise, and you stay there, and then you just kind of, like, let your imagination go, because your intuition and your imagination are one. There's a reason why people are just like, oh, it's your imagination. There's a reason why it's played off. It's because your imagination is the tie to everything. So it's like when, and I think the first night we met, we talked about being down in the basement and or the bottom floor of the prison.
Where Rish just said her mom got sick there twice,
and she wasn't drunk.
It's crazy.
Because Jim Thorpe could be a good drinking trip.
Well, if you know Rish's mom.
But I remember walking through, and, like, there was, like, the tour going on and whatnot, and I just was like, whatever. And so, like, I remember just, like, standing there, and I was just kind of like, I have this thing where I'll feel, like, on my hands, and, like, sometimes people can notice it too. Like, if my hands start going like this, it's like I can feel, like, tugs. Not physical tugs, but energetic tugs. Mm-hmm. We talked about this.
I got touched at the prison.
Yeah.
Not, like, in a weird, like, uncle way.
Not like you had the show on the doll.
But I legit felt a hand and fingers wrap around my leg.
Wow. But what I would like to do if we were able to get down there at some point is to do that Estes method in there, and to be able to, because what I do is my mom will sit and she'll ask questions that I can't hear. Mm-hmm. And I'll sit there and I'll just be in my space and I'll meditate, and whatever images I see or, like, things, like, I hear and whatnot just kind of come out. Mm-hmm. And that started to happen when I was down there the last time. And we were down there, and I just started, like, going off into, like, other, like, things, and just kind of, like, standing there and just, like, because then, you know, you just kind of start feeling, like, the sadness and mm-hmm. the anger and just, like that the mob, and then it just,
that,
like,
that
closing
no
in
joke.
Feeling of just, like, so many people mm-hmm. down there and just angry and, like, mental illness mm-hmm. and just, like, just feeling all of it. And then I had to, like, wash my hands with, like, salt and stuff like that, and just to cleanse it all out. But it's so much.
I won't get into everything that happened at the prison, because when we do a prison episode, I don't want to give it all away. Yeah. But the big thing is, since we're talking about the basement, so what a lot of people don't know about that basement is that, so when you get in the basement, there's a water heater, there's a blue water heater mm-hmm. there, and it looks like it ends there. They don't let tours go any further back because you have to kind of crawl under the pipes. But if you go underneath those pipes, that basement goes, and then it turns and then comes back mm-hmm. and then goes and turns again and goes that way.
Wow.
That maze is like a catacomb. It's huge. Yeah. We got pretty far in there, and then our flashlights start going dead. And I was like, we got to go right now.
Yeah.
And they're like, why? I'm
your
like,
fight or flight kicked in.
Yeah. Because I was like, it was kind of like if you were scuba diving, right? Except we had no lead back. So if our lights would have turned off, and
you
if we would
have
got,
to go.
there's no light there. It's not even powered on that side. Mm-mm. Because people aren't even supposed to be there. So I was like, we need to start heading back, or at least travel in the direction of where we go. Because, like, the way that works is every single wall has, like, indents to it. So, like, little, like, holding cells or indents. So if you can't even feel and be like, wall, because it's like wall, hole. And I was like, we need to start heading back, because if we lose light, we're stuck down here.
Yeah.
We're stuck.
And you just start screaming.
And it wasn't even like a ghost fear. It was like, no. If we get stuck down here, it's like a catacomb. Like, there's no
we're
way.
We're done.
Yeah.
We're done for.
And we don't have cell phones and stuff at the time. Or ones that were power enough to.
Probably one of them got signal.
You're like, oh, fuck, man.
Pull the antenna all the way up.
For the people who
for
are
extra
young
power.
Listening. So when I went down there, so I was doing something in the prison, and my camera light on my, I was holding the camera. And when I was holding the camera, the light kept turning off and on. Mm-hmm. Now, it was a button on top of the camera. So I was holding like this, and literally something was pushing the button in, turning the light off, and then turning it back on. And I was like, and then the guy kept telling us, like, hey, the basement's reported some of the highest activity in the whole place. Mm-hmm. So all my friends are kind of like together, and I kind of would separate myself. So I was like, I'm just going to go to the basement. Mm-hmm. And I was like, in my head, I was like, this is stupid. But then I was like, I'm going. So I just went down the basement alone. And the only light I had was the light on the camera. I didn't bring a flashlight with me. So I went down, and before the whole, the guy told us, he's like, hey, out of all the cells in the basement, there's this one cell that we don't like to bring tours in because we have had instances where people have fallen or have been struck by something, mm-hmm. and for safety reasons, yeah. or got sick. So we're told by, like, people, like, this cell is a very high active place. Don't go in there. Now, when we say by high active, right?
Sometimes it could just be not the high electromagnetic fields, which affect people, like, could yeah. make you sick or yes. could make right. you dizzy. Absolutely.
So what the Jim Thorpe prison, the basement was holding cells. Yep. So what they would do in those holding cells is they would strip you completely naked. Mm. They would shackle you to a wall. They would spray you with a hose because it was cold and they wanted you to be freezing mm-hmm. while you're down there. And they would just kick the shit out of you. They yeah. wouldn't feed you. And then all of the grates from every cell and everything led down to the basement. So if a guy pissed on the floor or if they were cleaning or they were doing anything, you could hear everyone above you interacting because yeah. a lot, at that time too in prison they didn't have records of who was in what cell. It was kind of like doors were open, people yeah. can interact with each other, mm-hmm. and then when they said lockdown, you can just go to a cell and sleep there that yeah. night, you know what I mean? So then if you're in the basement, all you have is the anger because everyone above you is, they're not free, but they're more free than you yeah. are. They're not freezing, they're not, they have a blanket, they have a pillow, and they're being fed, and you're hearing lunchtime above you, and you're not eating. And
And yes. here's a theory about why they do that too, and it's the that idea last comment's of.
Don't worry about the last one.
Okay, and there's different theories as to why physically going up and down is the way it is, and it's the idea that I may have touched on before that fear and anger are two of the densest emotions energetically yeah. that humans mm-hmm. can produce, where love and joy is the highest. So it's like, the higher you go, the higher you rise. And so then it has to do with, it's all symbolic. And mm-hmm. I think a lot of people don't really think about that too, because it's like the deeper you go, the lower the energetic frequency is. So if you're angry and you're scared, energetically, you as a person are lower. So then they put you lower. It's yeah. kind of like when you're making a drink, like a mixed drink, and you put the heaviest liquor, like, or whatever mm-hmm. at the bottom, and then it's like it's the same idea.
Yeah.
So putting that down there, the lower you go down, and that's why a lot of, like, old castles have the pit, or that's why, like, the dungeons are always down there, because it fits down energetically. So the lower you go down, the more energetic concentration is down there, which mm-hmm. is why the highest activity is usually in the bottom.
Yeah. So I run down to the basement, mm-hmm. and this is before we investigated the basement as a team. I went down there first by myself with my little camera. Everything in the prison was turned off, all the power, except this cell. He had a plug-in light, and it was like a fake candle, and it was on a little stool in the corner, and it was one of the only cells that still had the shackles on the wall. So I went in and I said, okay, I'm in this cell. I'm sorry, I'm running. And I was narrating to the camera. And I was like, hey, this is the cell. I'm not supposed to be in here. The only two places he told us not to go was this cell, but he left the door open, so that's on him. Mm-hmm. And the cell was locked with the handprint. We weren't physically allowed to go in the handprint.
Yeah, they don't let anybody
yeah,
get in.
That's yeah, that's the...
Because
yeah.
you don't, they don't
that's
want you
the
to...
That's the money maker.
Yeah. They don't want you to know. Yeah, exactly.
They don't want you to smear that handprint. Yeah, anyway. No flash photography. Yeah. I mean, didn't you rebuild a wall? Like, yeah. You know, so anyway, so I went down. Well, that's in the whole episode, the handprint. So anyway, mm-hmm. I go down. I shine. I'm talking to myself in the, you know, to the camera, mm-hmm. and I said, "We're not supposed to be in here." And this is where this happened. And I'm like, describing out loud what happened, why people were down here, why they were leaning. I mean, and I shine the camera. I put the camera towards the shackles on the wall, and I'm like, "This is where people were chained." The camera, and the light in the corner go off at the same time.
Ooh,
wow. Right? But right before it went off, I had a brand new battery in there, and it said battery low. And usually when it says battery low, you have 3 or 4 minutes. It said battery low, and I was like, man, I said on the camera, I just put a fucking battery in this. Mm-hmm. And as soon as I said that, my light in the camera turned off, the light in the corner turned off, and the door closed.
No.
Wow.
And I was like, This just didn't fucking happen, right? Now, I can't explain it as an open-minded skeptic. I don't know how this happened.
Yeah.
So I'm standing there, and the only thing I can sense or I can feel is that I feel like someone is in there with me. Mm-hmm. So When I say this, this is not me trying to say I have a gift, or this is not me trying to be spooky.
He does.
This is just, I'm just explaining to you as a open-minded, telling you no bullshit person. I felt like I can see myself, but I'm looking at myself through a second perspective.
Yep. Yeah.
Right. And in that perspective, I can see myself, and I can see a man, but I can't see what the man looks like, if that makes any sense.
Absolutely.
But in my thing, I can visually see what he looks like, but I can't describe it, if that makes any sense.
Absolutely it does.
And it's just kind of like a prison show. You know when like people in prison, they kind of do that like stare, and they're like investigating you, and they're really trying to figure you out.
Yeah.
And he was just like in my face, and then he would just walk around me.
Yep. And like just a shark.
And like it was like literally like a shark. Mm-hmm. Like he was like, what the fuck are you doing here? Mm-hmm. Right? So that was the feeling I was getting. So the whole time I was like, and I said out loud, I'm not here to be a problem. I'm not here to be a problem. I'm not like, I'm sorry this happened to you. And I was just saying out loud because I was at this point, I was like, I was freaking out, but I didn't know how to handle it.
Yeah.
And I just went, and I was with my friend John and Brett. I said, John, Brett. And they're like, because this, once again, this holds, like you could hear.
Yeah.
And I started getting louder, but I didn't want to scream, right? Because my scream would have been like, John! So they're like, yo. And I'm like, I need your help. Can you come help me? And they're like, where are you? I said, in the basement. And they're like, why the fuck are you in the basement? There? I was like, can we not have this conversation? Yeah. Can you come down here?
I'll tell you on the way home. Yeah. Help me.
So they come down, and this whole time I'm still experiencing this, right? Mm-hmm. Like there's something there with me. And they go and go to open the door, and they're like, why are you in there with the door closed? I'm like, just open the door. Yeah. I'm like, it wasn't my choice. So they're like, it's locked. And I'm like, motherfucker. I was like, fucking kick it. Right. Yeah. So then like, I'm like, and the guy who's like owning the building is still somewhere in there too.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, and they're going to think we're damaging shit. Like we're not supposed to be in here anyway. So they're like fucking putting
the panic sets in. So like, now my buddy
Brett was a bigger dude, and he put his shoulder in the door and got it open, and I just immediately walked out. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they're like, why the fuck were you in there? I'm like, let's not talk about it. Do you have a flashlight? Let's go home. Yeah. So then that's when we kind of hung out in the basement for a little bit. And then I guess the one story we always heard online is there's supposed to be a blue light that you would see emitting from one of the cells. So we were trying to experience that, and we couldn't. But we went in the basement, we turned all of our lights off, and we all put our backs to the very back wall.
Mm-hmm.
And we were looking down the basement. And like as we turned all of our lights off, I was the closest one to the door. And on my left side where the door was, and that's when I felt someone grab my leg. Like I could feel the fingers and the palm and like them grip my calf.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, you know, my calves were kind of... I was a kicker. I don't know if I told you guys. But anyway.
He was in football.
So I turned my flashlight on, and I was like, yo, don't fuck with me. Right? Mm-hmm. Now, I didn't tell them that I just got locked in the cell and what I experienced. But I thought they were messing with me. Mm-hmm. And when I turned my light on, they were all standing there with their hands at their side. There was no way they could have... nobody was, like, standing up real quick like they were messing with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, man, like... I never felt like I was in danger in the prison, but I always... Like, it was uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It was very uncomfortable. Yeah.
Yeah, I never felt like in danger. The most that I felt when I was down there was more of the sadness and the mental illness of it.
Yeah.
But I think I don't know if it's just because of my background, because I've always worked with individuals with like mental disabilities and stuff like that, and with children. So I don't know if it's because of that like I'm more open to them, and as like very very I practice almost on a daily basis to like not allow like. Negative. I'm not gonna say evil because evil is a man-made concept, not a whatever.
Yeah.
Negative, whatever. I always learn to like detest that. But like when it comes to like true children, like energies or like mental illness energies, I'm more of like the Mother Mary, and I like pull them in.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if that's usually because like usually when we were at Salem, this is another tangent. When I was at Salem and we were at the witch house, I kept before knowing any of the history of it, I kept feeling like. Like you know, if you're ever walking, what?
You turn your head to look at Andy, and then we lose you on the mic.
Dang it. Anyway.
I just want people to experience your voice.
Hello, everybody. Yeah. This is my voice. You know when little kids, like, go to grab your hands, and they, like, grab, like, your fingers, like, they hold on to you? Like, that's, like, I do that a lot, because it's, like
come here, look at this.
Yeah, and they always grab your fingers, like, grab your thumb or whatnot. That's what I kept getting energetically.
Hmm.
And then to realize that, like, the wife that lived there, like, had, like,
458 kids,
and like 90% of them died within like the first 2 years.
Yeah.
So it's just like, and that's when my being emotional was just kind of like, oh, come with me, it's okay. But I need to stop doing that because that's not an okay thing to do to you.
Yeah. But just to kind of maybe cliffhanger you guys from when we do talk about the Jim Thorpe prison. So if you see it pop up like this week, the Jim Thorpe prison, even though that crazy shit happened to me in the basement, that's not the craziest thing that happened to me in that prison that night. Yeah. I, as an open-minded skeptic, I physically seen something in that prison.
Oh, wow. Nice. I'd love to see something. I want to see something so bad.
But it was one of those things where I physically seen it, but it was like corner of my eye type deal. No, no, I definitely realized it was there because it was like, I'll explain more when the episode comes. Okay. But yes. I did have a really experienced. I mean, I think a lot of people when I talk, people are like, this fucking guy is bullshit. But I
think more people understand.
But I just put myself in situations so I can have those experiences. Like, not many high school kids were able to go through the entire Jim Thorpe prison for an entire night by themselves, and that's a legit thing that happened to me.
I would love to do that.
All we had to do was help winterize the building. We had to go help the winterize the building.
Oh, yeah.
So
easy.
It honestly made our experience better because part of the winterization process was these giant windows that people like that they had all over the place. He had these giant like insulated foam pads with like that would you would put in the window, and then he had a rope in the window, and you would stick the rope through the insulated pad, pull the pad against the window so it kept the cold air in, and then you would tie it to a thing on the wall. So we just went around to every
and
window in the building. So when we were in there, man, not only was the power off, we had no outside light coming in at all. It was awesome.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
There's only the only place we weren't allowed to go when you're in the building, there's an upstairs like attic area. Yeah. We weren't allowed up there. We weren't allowed in the courtyard, and we weren't allowed in that one cell or the handprint cell. But like we had free roam to the entire thing.
That's awesome.
It was it was really really cool. There's a, you know there's a little library in there. There's
no.
a little library in the very very if you go up in the second floor where all the cells are.
Yeah.
If you go down the all the way to the if you so if you're look if you're at the gallows right and you're at the back of the gallows looking at the front of the prison if you go down the left side the very last it looks like a cell but there's a little library in there.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
That's cool. There's a lot of places in Jim Thorpe because I went on a couple of ghost walks.
There's
there.
The Mock Chunk Opera House. There, I know that's something on there too. There's the spirit of the Mock Chunk Opera House.
The hotel.
Known as the ghost. You always leave the ghost light out for like in theater.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Supposedly the Yuengling Mansion is haunted.
Yes, it is. Especially, and just from knowing and just being there, especially the...
well, you know the theater lady. Let's try to figure that
out. I was in the bottom of that.
Let's try to do an episode in the Yuengling Mansion.
The Yuengling Mansion itself is haunted, but it's the actual...
The guest house?
It's the word, like the carriage house.
Okay, yeah.
The carriage house basement.
Let's do it.
The carriage house basement, and that's
where
all I'm going to say.
Where the not
right
slaves
now.
Lived.
Yes.
They were distant cousins.
Yeah, not...
it will be... I'm not going to lie. It would be a kick in the balls. If this podcast made it to the Yuengling Mansion before Banging Beers did.
Well, they don't actually serve beer to the mansion.
But it's the Yuengling
Mansion.
Yeah, I
know. Yeah.
They would be.
It's cool. They have a really cool old-fashioned oven and stove there.
Oh,
that you'd have to
it's,
put the wood and coal
so
in.
So I didn't know the day that you guys were performing there that you were actually able to go in the mansion and kind of like, not fully go look around, but like, if you had to use the bathroom, you
there's
went in
one
the
downstairs and there's one upstairs too. And like
I would have went.
Yeah, I got to walk around it when Rich and Andy got married in the courtyard there.
Yeah,
I was like, this is really cool.
Yeah, I just didn't know any of that, and I was just kind of like, I thought we'd just stay outside the whole time.
No, there was like a.
Does anyone
person,
live in it?
No,
no, not
there was
anymore.
A person, two people working there, like so make sure you weren't like, yoink.
Yeah,
like, you know, and make sure you weren't breaking stuff. So
yeah, I'll reach out to Emily Ellinger, who's now the director of SCCA.
Emily, so. I know Emily.
I love Emily. Yeah.
This weekend, I should just tell stories. This weekend is her birthday party.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I won't be able to be there the entire party, but I do plan on making an appearance. Heidi is actually gone this weekend, so I kind of have the house to myself.
Hey now.
40.
So, but I do have a lot of things I have to do this weekend because last weekend I wasn't around because I went to New York for the beer show. Mm-hmm. But I do plan on making an appearance. Maybe I will come and tell a ghost story or two.
Ooh.
But yeah, she got to hang out with us for the first time ever. So she's been watching the podcast since day one.
And who's this?
Alexis.
Oh, hi, Alexis.
She does all of the art in the back. So you see the Banging Beers, Not Cool in High School.
Yeah, okay.
That's her art.
Right? Oh, it's so great.
Yeah, and
she just turned 13.
She just turned 13. Aww. Super fan. She's a fan. She's
I don't mean to say Oz and like whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She has a fan page for the podcast. So she has a little fan page. We sent her home with a bunch of stickers, but she got to come. I hope I'm not embarrassing her by saying this, but she got to come and hang out in the chair, right? So when we do Not Cool in High School, I think she was kind of like taken back. Like, I know it's like my shitty kitchen, right? Like I got a hole in the ceiling. We had a pipe leak and shit. So like, it's not the greatest. Like it looks like it's lived in, right? But to her, this is like, she watches this every week. She invests time. She's like about it. So yep. I was like, oh my God, I'm here. You know what I mean? Type Aww. Deal. And then we had her stand on the chair so we can get her photo with the banner.
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess she's like not good with heights either. So she's like trying to stand there and she's like doing this. Yeah. Like,
oh
like,
no.
I was like, get down. Get down right now.
Free fall over.
I thought she's going to pass out.
You and yeah. me too, girl. I don't like elevation. I like being on the ground.
Rich's brother Richard was watching too.
So nice, just, man. Listen, thank you guys so much.
Yes, look at these comments and stuff.
He's really into it. I talked to him about a podcast about like supernatural. And stuff
yeah.
like that,
so two things before when we wrap up here. So mm-hmm. one, if you have a ghost story, once again, hit us up yeah. on all social media and tell us what ghost story you think we should cover or topic.
Mm-hmm.
Two. We always have chairs here, right? So
yeah.
so we'd love Andy to be a regular guest every week, but mm-hmm. you know, he's already here 14 times a week already with the other shows.
Very busy man. I've many things to do.
Right. So there may be weeks that Andy's not here, but he's our stay in other co-host.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's a part of the
yeah,
show.
There you go.
Absolutely.
So he's not really a guest spot. He's mm-hmm. here with us.
Yep.
But he may not be here all the time. Mm-hmm. This is mostly like our
I may
thing.
Not be here right now.
Yeah, he may
Whoa,
be dead. Yeah,
he's
may
dead, be dead the whole time.
Yeah. So we do have chairs. So we are open to having people join us. Now mm-hmm. obviously like it is still in my house and I still get sometimes strange. I have letting strangers in, but like
right.
it does help if you know one of us or you know mm-hmm. somebody
yeah.
And you get the clearance. Like I gave you an ocular pat down, like
yeah.
always sunny.
yeah.
But another thing too is we are very open to coming to you.
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
If you are listening or if once again, you guys share this podcast and it gets out there more to people who may be involved with spooky businesses in the area or like
yeah.
the Lee Mansion or the Opera House or anything like that, we can go and do those locations. Or if you say you live in a house and you know, my house has been haunted for years and these are the experiences we have, we'll come and we'll sit up in your kitchen and we'll do a podcast
yeah, literally.
And you tell us the ghost story in your house.
Yeah.
And I think it'd be cool for people to see the camera and they may not be live.
Mm-hmm.
We may film it and then put it up later.
Yeah.
But we are open to doing that. So this is.
And I was going to say, or if you know someone who, like you're not personally into that, but you know someone who is or
yeah.
who might enjoy the show.
Absolutely. So the biggest thing here and what we're going to reiterate is word of mouth. This
mm-hmm.
These shows don't grow without word of mouth. Mm-hmm. I know if you're on my friends list on Facebook, I may bombard you with page invites and stuff. But that's just me trying to either, because I'm not paying for advertisements.
No.
You know what I mean?
No.
Like. So I'm not trying to bombard you to be annoying, like, but it's a word
oh.
of mouth, and it takes 2 seconds to like a page.
Yeah.
And if you like, it's just a quick social media education here. If you like a page, right, your friends are notified that you like that page, and
mm-hmm.
somebody will be like, "What's Truth Behind Illusion? That sounds spooky." And then
mm-hmm.
they go look at it and like, "Oh shit, there's a local podcast in our area."
Yeah.
So you may just by hitting like without even sharing it, you may be advertising for us without even you knowing,
yeah.
and it takes nothing out for you to do that.
And
so
it literally takes nothing.
Yeah. So word of mouth is
yeah.
super super helpful for us.
Mm-hmm. And if you are a guest on the podcast, you do get your cryptid
yeah.
portrait.
You
so.
Get a little you get monster eyes, or
mm-hmm.
Tori will turn you into something cool.
Yep.
She is working on another logo for the show.
Whoa.
Yes.
My God.
It is ghost related.
It is ghost related.
So that's all we're gonna say.
Nice.
Yep.
Right. You know, it's and
that's
it's
that's my ghost sound.
Yeah. So yeah, once again, so if you come on the show, we will make you into a spooky ghost
mm-hmm.
or a spooky monster.
Spooky cryptid, spooky thing, whatever you want to be.
And last thing to end on.
Last but
we,
not
we
least.
Hit you with the merch page. We hit you with the do your diligence and your homework and talk to us and interact with us. Because listen, when you create something, it does help. It does feel good to get feedback. And you guys hitting up the comment section is
this
super
is incredible.
Rich is enjoying
cool.
it. So is Alexis and so is Rich's brother Richard.
Thank you guys
yeah,
so much.
Is
so honestly,
great,
it means a lot.
Richard
really
said he
does.
Was at Point Pleasant. He said the whole place is strange.
Ooh.
I want to go.
I'm
so
just
going to
move
bad.
There. You know?
Yeah. But if you're looking for a cool logo, if you have a business or you're starting a video game stream or you're a band or are you just
Thank
want
you, Billy Trey.
Or you
yeah.
just want a cool piece of art done.
Yes.
Hit up Tori. Tori's fantastic. She
you.
Did the nerd, she did us, she did the cat, she did Andy as a
Cthulhu.
As a Cthulhu. She's really good at doing art, man, and she's her turnaround is quick, man. She's actually the reason we have this cat and not the other one is
banged that out real fast.
She did this one, and I was like, I was like, all right, so can you do one with the show name whenever you have a chance, right? And I was like, normal people that you work with, you're like, this is probably gonna take a couple weeks, and that's okay. They're busy. And you're starting a band, you're doing your own thing. So I was like, I just gonna order this banner and put it up there. And she's like, the next day, she's like, oh, here's this one. Here's me as an alien, you as a devil. This logo, this logo, this logo. I was like, this chick is unbelievable. Yeah. So I said, hit her up, commission her. Not only can she do the amazing art so you can put it towards your business and it'll look fantastic, if you like, I could help you put it on a Teespring so you could order t-shirts and stuff of it, but also she could do tarot readings and stuff, so you can hit her up for tarot readings and cool stuff like that. So
all that cool stuff.
That'll do it for The Truth Behind Illusion, episode number four. And come back next week for some Pennsylvania Dutch healing brouha. What is that? Am I saying it wrong?
Bracher.
Powwow na wonst.
Powwow na wonst. Yes, absolutely.
We're out of here. See you guys next time.
Bye.
The Truth Behind Illusion.